The first Alaska-farmed gooey duck clams were recently delivered to market. KRBD's Deanna Garrison spoke with the responsible Ketchikan farmer about the major milestone in the fledgling industry.
These tanks have 5 inches of sand in them, and the water just comes in, flows across, and goes back to the bay. And it's a constant flow. It's about 2,000 gallons an hour. And we can put about 10,000 babies in here.
Alaska Shellfish co-owner Kurt Morin is standing in a makeshift floating gooey duck nursery just outside of Ward Cove. This is a place that Morin and other gooey duck farmers carefully raise their clams from 3-millimeter seed to a plantable size of around 27 millimeters. Then the farmers take their tiny clams and plant them on farm sites leased from the state of Alaska. It takes another 5 years to grow the gooey duck to a harvestable size. Morin's company has 4 different farm sites totaling around 30 acres in the Ketchikan vicinity. The state currently leases 25 farm sites in southeast Alaska. Morin was the first person to push for gooey duck farming in Alaska. Fittingly, his company was the first to begin harvesting and selling farm-raised Alaska gooey ducks.
I started the whole thing in an attempt to expand our commercial fishery. We were only getting 3 or 5 days a year of diving for gooey ducks, and the thought was to find a way that we could get more days of fishing. And it evolved into, well, if we plant our own beaches, we could manage them ourselves. We wouldn't have to, you know, wait for fishing game, who at the time didn't have the resources and the manpower to expand the fishery. So that's where the whole idea came, was to increase the number of fishing days for the fishermen. And it kind of evolved into this farming idea.
After the idea began percolating, Morin says a number of commercial divers became interested in gooey duck farming.
There was a good 20 people interested in doing gooey duck farming, but most of the people didn't stick with it when they found out how difficult the regulations and leases and permits and all that process was, and how expensive it was. Most people dropped out.
Knowing what he knows now, Morin says he isn't sure if he would again lead the effort to get the industry off the ground. For one, he says it took a lot of his time, 12 years in fact. Then there was the approximately $500,000 investment that he and his investors wouldn't begin to see a return on until late last month.
It took longer than I thought. It was harder than I thought, and it was certainly a lot more expensive than I thought it was going to be, but it's great to be at a point where we can say, yes, we can do this. We can take adult clams, spawn them, raise that seed up to a plantable size, put it out on the farms, and expect it to, you know, grow into a product we can sell.
Warren says finding a reliable source of hatchery-produced seed is the single largest issue facing the industry today. If that doesn't happen, he says the industry will likely die. Alaska gooey duck farmers can't import their seed, and only one Alaska hatchery is providing farmers with seed. He says he didn't get any seed from the hatchery last year and only about 1,500 seed this year. Morin and other area farmers are working with the Ketchikan Gateway Borough to open a second mariculture hatchery in Ketchikan to provide the seed needed to keep the industry in operation and provide for potential growth. Although significant, the seed issue is just one stumbling block the industry has suffered over the years. Morin says his successful harvest came with a fair share of his own personal mistakes.
Well, I killed tens of thousands of them. I know for sure because I dumped one tray one time and had 30,000 in them and killed them all. And I took a shipment, I don't know, I think it was some 20, 25,000 of them down to plant, and we suffocated them. We drowned them.
Morin expects to harvest more mature gooey duck from his farm this week. He and other farmers hope this is the beginning of a lucrative industry. There's good reason for that optimism. Morin estimates that it costs his company around 50 cents to purchase the seed and grow each gooey duck to a harvestable size. The company nets between $8 and $12 a pound for those same farm-raised clams. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.